Welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm going to be interviewing an expert on the Korean War, McKenna Kelly. We are going to be talking about the causes and effects of the Korean War, as well as some controversial issues. How are you today, McKenna?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to get started?
Ready when you are.
So, when was the Korean War?
That's difficult to explain. It started in June of 1950, and the two countries signed a ceasefire on July 27th, 1953. However, it's still going on because an armistice or peace treaty was never actually signed.
So, how did this whole thing begin?
After World War II, Korea was divided up, like Germany, between the USA and the Soviet Union. Unlike Germany, however, Korea never went back to being one whole country. Because the USSR was communist and the US wasn't, too many ideas were now circulating through the Korean Peninsula.
And wasn't this time period right when the Cold War was beginning as well? That had to cause some tension.
It did, and the two countries were essentially trying to passive-aggressively get back at one another.
So, was Korea split up like Germany was as a punishment?
Actually, no. Korea was under Japanese rule until very recently in this time period, and it had always been a monarchy. So now that they were trying to change and become more like the rest of the world, they were in this period of transition and change that they weren't ready for. Korea wasn't really prepared to be an independent country at that time. So the Soviet Union and the United States were trying to help, but essentially trying to influence Korea to be capitalist or communist. And the Soviet Union and the United States divided in half to be fair, but it ended up making things worse for Korea.
So how has this chaos and tension impacted us today?
For one thing, the U.S. and North Korea started a tense relationship during this time period. So even today, we're trying to deal with our own affairs, but are also constantly trying to deal with North Korea as well. Secondly, the Korean War could start again any day, and that raises the question, if they go back to war, would we help? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think it depends. If Russia were involved, I think we should help South Korea against both of the countries. But if it's only Korea's against each other, it's their own battle to fight out.
That's exactly the problem. Some people want to stay out of it, but others are almost eager to show Korea what we're made of. And that brings us to our next issue. If we did get involved, would we use nukes? Or would this war be solely soldiers on foot? This war has so many variables that we can't control that we can't determine an outcome. If we start something, we might not be able to finish it.
And going back to what you said earlier, the war still hasn't technically ended, and some people can't decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Exactly.
I think we're about out of time, but thanks so much for joining us today.
It was great to be here.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next week when we'll be talking about the Korean DMZ.